Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where Fox News is reporting that Joe Biden is down to two. The two names on his finalist list, at least according to Fox. We will see if that is accurate. Two names are Susan Rice, the former U.N. ambassador under President Obama. She also played a foreign policy role in the Clinton administration. Susan Rice, or the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Now, I cannot imagine that Biden would actually pick Governor Whitmer, but who knows? Yesterday, Van Jones, who is a host on CNN and was a former environmental economy aide to President Obama, Van Jones, who is actually very popular, certainly in the center left, spoke for a group of some 100 prominent black leaders who said that Biden would lose the election if he didn't pick a black woman. The argument here was that black women have been the most loyal group to the Democratic Party. I mean, just the most loyal group possible to the Democratic Party. And in fact, in the most recent polling that I looked at, you know what percentage of black females President Trump is getting? It's 2%. Okay, black women are overwhelmingly Democratic. Well, what Van Jones is saying, okay, payback time. Now you have to do something to support black women. And I think with all of this speculation, and what Van Jones argues is with so many qualified black women, including members of the U.S. Senate like Kamala Harris, members of the U.S. House like Val Demings of Florida, like Karen Bass of California, with a foreign policy old hand like Susan Rice available. Well, what's wrong with Biden if he doesn't pick a black female? Chris Coons, who's the senator from Delaware, was on MSNBC with Andrea Mitchell. And he, of course, is close to Biden. They're from the same state, which has about 40 people in it. There's more than that in Delaware. But Delaware is one of those states where there's only one member of Congress. Delaware has better representation in the U.S. Senate than it does in Congress. That's the way our founders set it up to protect small states like Delaware. In any event, Chris Coons, who is one of those two U.S. senators from Delaware, said this about the upcoming vice presidential choice. Listen.
We understand decision could have been made.
Joe's got all the information he needs. He's gotten all the input from the vetting teams and a chance to have conversations with the folks he's most seriously considering. I don't know who he's going to choose, but I know that it's coming very soon. This is one of the most consequential decisions former Vice President Biden will ever make. It will literally make history, and it will change, I believe, not just the arc of this campaign, but the trajectory of American history. Joe is the best possible candidate to be our next president, and his running mate will play a critical part in shaping his administration and in how a Biden administration will respond to this pandemic, to the recession, to very real concerns about racial injustice and inequality. And I'm excited to stand alongside Vice President Biden as he makes this announcement and to stand by him virtually as he and his running mate are introduced to the country.
You said it will make history.
Okay, so
there have been women running mates before, Sarah Palin, Geraldine Ferraro. The only way it would really make history is if it is a black woman.
Well, Andrea, let me just say I'm optimistic that he will make the right choice and he will choose from among a pool of very capable and talented potential running mates, someone who will really contribute to making history by making great decisions and by being a very strong and capable leader.
Okay, so he's taking it back. I mean, he's talking about making, and in this sense, it does make history. Look, because of Biden's age, not that anything will happen to him or that he'll fall apart completely or he'll die in the middle of his term, but the guy's going to be 78 on January 20th when the new president takes the oath of office. Biden will be 78. That means you're president when you're 78, 79, 80, 81, and even for the last few days of his presidency, he would be 82. That is much, 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 much older than any president has ever been before. And what that means, it seems to me, and people, I know the Biden campaign hates it when people speculate about this, but he's very likely to be a one-term president if he does win. And that means that whoever he picks as vice president has a very real chance of being the next Democratic nominee. Now, even if he loses in a close race, I think that's still true, particularly if it's an African-American female. And particularly if, again, the campaign is close. And every indication is it's incredibly close. I was just looking at some of the new polling that's just out today. And it's polling in North Carolina and in Georgia and in Arizona. And everything is within the margin of error. Now, okay, agreed. Those are states that Trump ought to be winning by a lot. But he is competitive in those states. Biden is competitive in those states. And we are going to have a very, very tough campaign. Is Hillary Clinton going to play a big role in that campaign? I think Joe Biden kind of hopes not. Here was Hillary with her urging people to do whatever they can to defeat you-know-who. Listen.
This is such a critical election, and I think he's got great choices. I'm excited about them, but I think people have to understand that we're up against a wannabe authoritarian who has already hurt our country, our institutions, our rule of law, has already scapegoated so many different groups of people. We just have to defeat Donald Trump, and we all have to do everything possible to make that happen.
Okay, will the Democrats be united? Yes, I think they will. Would they be enthusiastic about Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, who, by the way, has only been governor of Michigan for less than 2 years? I think that would be an extremely damaging choice, frankly, for Joe Biden. But we will see. Presidential polling that I mentioned to you, a Trafalgar Group poll of Arizona. And Arizona, where Trump won by 4 points last time, is really crucial. It's really important because it's one of those states that Trump really needs to win. He's ahead. He's leading Biden 46 to 45. That's within the margin of error. A Survey USA poll of Georgia, again, brand new poll released today. It shows Biden leading Trump in Georgia 46-44. So that also virtually a tie. And then finally, a poll of North Carolina. North Carolina, this is a Democratic poll. It's the public policy polling, PPP. Biden leading in North Carolina, leading Trump by 49-46. But again, that is within 3 percentage points. That's the margin of error. This election is close. It's important. So what's a prominent Republican doing speaking at the Democratic convention? John Kasich explains himself. We'll hear that. Also, is all college football going to be wiped out for the fall of 2020? probably. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael Medved Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, Biden campaign, or Vice President Biden himself, former Vice President Biden himself, made their decision, and the decision is out now. It is announced by all three networks. And drum roll, please. I don't know if it deserves a drum roll, but the vice president is showing that he doesn't hold grudges. And that's, I think, one of the reasons he's doing this. I don't know. It's Kamala Harris. It's the senator from California. And Kamala Harris, vice president of the United States, she is a history-making candidate. She is a biracial candidate, the first one for vice president. Of course, President Obama was also biracial. And her father is from the West Indies. And she was raised in Berkeley, California. She's 55 years old. She, of course, has been Attorney General of the state of California. She was Attorney General, District Attorney of San Francisco, and then Attorney General of California for 4 years, and was elected to the U.S. Senate the same time that President Trump was elected president in 2016. One of the things, it seems to me, that is difficult about this choice for Joe Biden, aside from all of the negatives that can be associated with Kamala Harris, is the idea that she attacked him so bitterly, all but calling him a racist, when she was with him in, I think it was the second debate, and the attack was very well received. Biden didn't handle it particularly well. And again, this is an interesting thing, because apparently somebody took a photograph of Biden, and he had a notepad in front of him, and he had Kamala Harris's name written on the notepad. And below the notepad, he had a couple of things, said words like tough, and then it said, don't hold grudges. And again, this shows that it was the same idea. Do you remember for a couple of days, there was talk that President Trump was going to appoint Mitt Romney as a Secretary of State? They actually met at Trump Tower. They had a dinner, well-publicized dinner at Trump Tower. People said, what the heck is that? And all of this is based upon the Abraham Lincoln idea of a team of rivals. Lincoln deliberately picked a bunch of Democrats, and he picked his leading rivals for Republican Party leadership to serve with him in his cabinet. And I guess that created this idea that that is something that a president can do and dramatically can help a president. But given the nature of Kamala Harris's attack on Joe Biden, well, we will see. Jeremy, is there the general reaction? Is there? It's not particularly surprising. She was certainly rumored to be on the short list for Joe Biden. Tell you one thing. I think I'm ready to go way out on a limb, and I'm going to predict it right here. With this nomination, Kamala Harris is 100% sure to help Joe Biden carry the state of California. I think President Trump has to give up on all of his dreams of carrying California. Actually, there are very, very few people who ever expected President Trump to carry California. And at some point, I don't know, but at some point we may be hearing from Senator Harris. She is still a sitting U.S. Senator. By the way, what happens to that Senate seat? If she is elected vice president, if this ticket succeeds, then the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, gets to appoint her successor. And boy, you can imagine. You remember the last time when Barack Obama was elected United States president? The governor of Illinois at the time, Rod Blagojevich, had the right to appoint his successor to the U.S. Senate. And he basically said, okay, let's see, who's going to pay me the most money? And that's why Rod Blagojevich basically went to jail. They actually had him on tape soliciting who could do the most for him in return for the Senate seat. And so he went to jail. President Trump commuted his sentence because Rod Blagojevich had been a very popular candidate on The Apprentice. Yeah, not so much a popular candidate in Illinois. The ad is ready to air probably tonight, which will say when Kamala Harris and Joe Biden clashed on busing and segregation. And by the way, what Kamala Harris was talking about her being one of those children on a bus who only got to attend the school. She was in Berkeley, and which doesn't have that large a distance. She wasn't actually one of those people who benefited from a busing program. She may have ridden a school bus to school. She's also been married since 2014. So, again, we're going to be finding out more and more and more about Kamala Harris. Now, meanwhile, President Trump has a decision of his own that he has to make. It's not about Vice President Pence. He's already been very, very clear that he believes that Vice President Pence has been an important part of his team, important part of the administration. He has a decision to make about where he is planning to deliver his acceptance speech. And I've actually been sort of surprised. Do I think it's a good idea for President Trump to deliver his acceptance speech in either the White House or at Gettysburg? No, that's not really appropriate, either one. But the idea that people are so indignant about him speaking at Gettysburg. Look, I think there are three reasons that President Trump, in his thinking, Gettysburg is an appropriate choice. Reason number one is Gettysburg, for years after the battle in 1863, for more than 50 years, there were reunions on the battlefield between the North and the South. President Trump, if he chooses Gettysburg, he may be tipping off the country that one of the themes that he would campaign on, and I think would be a good idea, is the theme of reuniting America. Other reasons and objections to Gettysburg, we'll get to that and more on The Medved Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says Democrats are hurting the most vulnerable people in the United States as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
It does struggling families and laid-off workers and stressed-out school principals and healthcare professionals a disservice.
The Senate is in session on Tuesday, but not the House. The Big Ten is the first Power Five conference to postpone its fall sports schedule, affecting all men and women's teams, including football. Congressman Anthony Gonzalez, former Ohio State and NFL receiver, says this is a bad idea.
So my argument would be that inside of that college football system, the support system is so incredible that I believe that gives them the best chance of avoiding the virus, but
right.
also overcoming it should they contract.
Gonzalez speaking there on Fox News, USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Harris, the apparent choice by Joe Biden to be the vice president of the United States, has had a lot of big money support that in her various campaigns for high office in California. For instance, in 2011 and then again in 2013, she got a total of $6,000 for her campaign for California Attorney General from a real estate developer in New York named Donald Trump. It's interesting. That from the Sacramento Bee. Ivanka also gave Harris $2,000 in 2014. Something else about Kamala Harris that I was tipped off to. She does not have children of her own. She has two stepchildren because her husband, Doug Emhoff, who's from Brooklyn, by the way, another New York connection. Doug Emhoff was married before. And it says in all the material about Senator Harris that her two stepchildren, who are mostly grown, call her Mamala. Mamala is a traditional Jewish diminutive for mommy. It's what would you say in Yiddish? And yes, Doug Emhoff is Jewish. So that would be... Now, this happened once before where there was a Jewish spouse of a Democratic nominee, but that was not a nominee for vice president. That was a nominee for president. That's Michael Dukakis' wife, Kitty Dukakis, was Jewish. She had been adopted into a prominent Jewish home. I love this kind of trivia. Her her father was Harry Ellis Dixon, who was the associate conductor of the Boston Pops. In any event, Dukakis went on to a disastrous defeat. He had been ahead by 17 points after the Democratic convention. 17 points. It's one of the biggest leads ever. And that was against George Herbert Walker Bush, who was running to succeed President Reagan, who had served as vice president. And the Dukakis campaign collapsed, and Bush ended up winning by 8 points. It was not close. So for anybody who's saying, oh, boy, she should start measuring curtains for the Naval Observatory, which is the vice presidential residence, I'm not so sure. Here's a statement by Ambassador Susan Rice, who apparently was in the very final stages of this selection. I warmly congratulate Senator Kamala Harris on her suggestion selection as Joe Biden's vice presidential running mate. Senator Harris is a tenacious and trailblazing leader who will make a great partner on the campaign trail. I am confident that Biden-Harris will prove to be a winning ticket. As I have said from the outset, I will do my utmost to assist Joe Biden to become the next president of the United States and to help him govern successfully. Joe Biden's principled and responsible leadership is what America urgently needs to provide working families desperately needed support and opportunity, defeat the coronavirus and revive our economy, renew America's standing in the world, and protect our national security, redress our longstanding racial and socioeconomic disparities, and restore the rule of law, respect for our Constitution, and faith in our democracy. Corrupt and self-serving, Donald Trump has sold America out for his personal gain. It's essential that we bring integrity, empathy, decency, and competence back to the White House with the election of Joe Biden. She then says, I look forward to supporting the Biden-Harris ticket with all my energy and commitment. Okay, quick comment on this, and I don't want to be mean, but you saw in that statement that I just read you in its entirety why Susan Rice didn't get it. She didn't get it because she's boring. And that long laundry list, that was not an appropriate... If you're going to make comment, you know, just some strong statement of support, something nice about Kamala Harris, then done. Oh, great. The Pac-12 has just canceled its fall football season, joining the Big Ten in opting out because of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, one of the things that was unclear to me about the Big Ten statement, and I was trying to figure it out, is they're talking about renewing sports in the spring, and that might be some of the other sports that would normally play in the spring, but would they actually be playing football in the spring in 2021? This all remains very unclear. On the Gettysburg issue, I was talking about President Trump perhaps trying to use Gettysburg as a site where he could recall, because there's film of it, actually. There's film of the old veterans of 1863 coming back in 1913 for a 50th anniversary on the battlefield, and there were a lot of them. And they walked up Missionary Ridge, and it's very moving, and then hugged the former deadly enemies. So President Trump could use that. The other aspect of this is there are beautiful monuments and memorials and statues all over the Gettysburg battlefield. And if he delivered a speech in front of one of them, he could talk about the importance of preserving monuments to, for instance, the ones at Gettysburg are there to honor the literally thousands who fell on that hallowed ground. How do we know it's hallowed ground? Lincoln said so. That's another reason that Trump might be leaning toward Gettysburg. He seems recently to be obsessed with comparing himself to Lincoln. Lincoln gave his most celebrated speech right there. CNN's Jeremy Dimon doesn't like the idea that Trump is thinking of Gettysburg. This is clip three. Listen.
And, Pam, we've reported that President Trump is considering delivering his GOP nomination acceptance speech from the White House, but amid some criticism of that potential venue, the president is now floating another one. This time, he's talking about the hallowed Civil War battlefield in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. But that could be controversial, too, particularly because this is a president who has consistently positioned himself as a defender of Confederate symbols and monuments to Confederate generals. The president, over the last couple of months, as we have seen these protests over Black Lives Matter and racism in the United States, the president has taken to defending Confederate generals. So he would, you know, be taking, giving a speech for his accepting the nomination here at a site where the Confederates, of course, lost that battle.
Okay, but they have statues of honoring the Confederates who died right there. And by the way, I haven't heard anybody who said, oh, you have to take away the Confederate monuments from Gettysburg. That would be atrocious. And so who knows? Who knows? When we come back, I do want to play Kamala Harris back in a year ago. Believe it or not, it's a year ago, talking about her controversy with Joe Biden concerning what was always called forced busing, because that was what Joe Biden opposed and what the overwhelming majority of Americans, including, according to most polls, majorities of black people opposed, was forcing people to go to school somewhere other than their own neighborhood. In other words, if you had a forced busing order, like you did in many cities, you couldn't go to high school, to the high school closest to you. Sometimes you'd have to be forced to ride, because a judge decided it, for 2 hours to the other side of town. L.A. was a big town like that. We will be right back with more on the choice of Senator Harris to be the running mate for Joe Biden. 1-800-955-1776.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedved.com.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The Michael Medved show, Kamala Harris is the daughter of Donald Harris, who's an immigrant to this country from Jamaica. And he actually came to the United States in 1961 for graduate study in economics at Cal Berkeley, hence Kamala growing up in the Berkeley, Oakland area. Her mother's also an academic. Her name is Shyamala Gopalan, who immigrated this country from India in 1960 to pursue a doctorate in endocrinology at UC Berkeley. And Kamala Harris, of course, would be the first person of Indians. Indian Americans qualify as Asian Americans. So she would be the first person of Asian American background on a national ticket. And that, of course, in addition to her black background, because her father is from Jamaica. He also has very interesting history in Jamaica, and he is during her primary campaign, I remember her father, there were some unusual things that he said that I'm sure she will be asked about, just as she'll be asked about everything. And the idea that Kamala Harris is going to particularly help Joe Biden, maybe. This is what Joe Biden just tweeted out. He tweeted out, "I have the great honor to announce that I've picked Kamala Harris, a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants, as my running mate. Back when Kamala was attorney general, she worked closely with Beau." That's his son who died of brain cancer, tragically. He writes, Joe Biden, "I watched as they took on the big banks, lifted up working people, and protected women and kids from abuse. I was proud of them, and I'm proud now to have her as my partner in this campaign." Fox is reporting that Harris, Senator Harris, and former Vice President Biden will both speak tomorrow. And I mentioned that we were going to just take a quick listen to Kamala Harris on MSNBC speaking a year ago. It's actually a year and a month ago. It's 13 months ago, July 2019, the middle of the campaign, where she's talking about Joe Biden and the busing controversy. Listen.
And so on the issue of busing, obviously that is personal to me. I remember getting on that yellow bus. And so many of us do. And then, interestingly enough, since I've, talked about it, people who I don't know have reached out. They also, especially in the 70s, all across our country, people were bused, people just like me. And I just felt the need to talk about it in a way that was not about, not only in the context of just some academic discussion about who do you work with, but also just let's be really clear and remember what these guys were about and the impact of their words and their work. And so I felt the need to make sure that everyone was remembering or had thought about the real impact.
Yeah, you see, what's dishonest about this is that the opposition to busing that Joe Biden felt and that many Americans felt would never have prevented Kamala Harris from getting on a bus. What it would have prevented is ordering people, and in many cases, yes, white people, to take buses to very distant high schools that they did not want to attend. And are they actually supposed to be on the bus? They're actually showing a photograph of the Joe No Malarkey bus. Won't this be awkward that he used during the campaign? And again, given the sensitivity to busing, I'm sure that Joe is going to have Kamala Harris sitting prominently at the front of the bus, but it won't be forced busing. It will only be busing by choice. Speaking of choice, John Kasich, as we've mentioned on the show before, is speaking at the Democratic convention, and he is supporting Joe Biden. And President Trump, who doubled down on the idea that the election of Biden, I guess now the election of Biden and Harris, would hurt God and hurt religion. Kasich actually took a different point of view, speaking on CNN. Listen.
Well, I'm clued into a lot of people of faith, a number of them, who are very happy that I'm making this decision. And I can give you names. I don't want to say it on the air, but I can give you names of them if we have to come back and do that. And the fact is that, the faith is a matter of your personal relationship. And so I don't know why that's been said about Joe. I think he is a man of faith. I don't sit down and talk about all of his religion with him, but I'm comfortable with him. And like I say, I consider myself to be a man of faith, a flawed man of faith for sure, but aren't we all? So I don't think anybody can speak for the entire faith community and try to say that this person's good and that person isn't. A lot of people scratch their heads about why some of these very conservative evangelicals support Trump. It seems not to be consistent with the things that they believe in, as promoted in the Old and New Testament.
Okay, that's John Kasich. One of the points that I think is worth remembering is it is not entirely unprecedented in recent campaigns for somebody of one party to go over to the convention of the other party and to support somebody across party lines. You may remember a Georgia senator who was terrific, may he rest in peace, Zell Miller, who gave a wonderful speech backing President Bush in 2004. And then in 2008, Joe Lieberman, who had been a previous running mate, he had been the first Jewish American on a national ticket with Al Gore, and just 8 years after that race, he, in 2008, he supported one of his best friends in the Senate, John McCain, and supported John. In fact, I campaigned together with Joe Lieberman in Ohio and elsewhere for the late Senator McCain. quick flashback. Well, actually, we will play it. There's an attack on Senator Harris, and this will all come out in the campaign. There's an attack on Senator Harris regarding her position on marijuana. And again, for some of the people on the super extreme left, her work as the district attorney in San Francisco and her work as California Attorney General, actually, occasionally, she put people in jail. And, of course, for people on the far left, that is unacceptable. Speaking of people on the far left, today is primary day in Minnesota. And according to the polling, the worst member of Congress, and really the very, very worst, the one who doesn't even come close to doing her job, is just a celebrity and an empty-headed fool, Ilhan Omar. She is facing a primary fight against a black lawyer and mediator. His name is Antoine Melton Moe, and he is a progressive, but he's a progressive who says he's in the mainstream of the Democratic Party, and he actually wants to work for the district and not just his own aggrandizement. So many questions about corruption and lies regarding Ilhan Omar. One can only hope that if you know anybody in Minnesota or you're in Minnesota yourself, go out and vote. I mean, if you're in that district, if you're not in that district, that would be voting fraud, which is not something we want. We may want, however, a brand new superpower. Where? How? We'll talk about that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
This is Michael Medved.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.